Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us now, Tyrone Terrell. He is one of the leaders in the African-American community in Minneapolis. Also a pretty good basketball player back in his day. And he's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline with us. Tyrone, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be with you, Maxie. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Before we talk, some of the stuff going on downtown and progress making and where sports plays in that. There was a reunion not long ago with some of you Gopher basketball players, and it was kind of a private setting for different reasons, so I don't know how much you can share with us about it, but didn't you guys get together, and what can you share with us?
Not much, Maxie.
Okay, I gotcha.
But, you know, Mac, I gave you credit. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good.
I got you. Well, just, you know, there are certain times when guys want to celebrate in private, and I respect that, you know. So I don't want to pry because there's a lot of good friends of yours, and I know that it was all good. It's just that sometimes you have get-togethers, and they're made for the public, and sometimes they're made for the private, and Tyrone understands that very, very well. Tyrone, we were just talking about the state of Minneapolis right now, and there's a parade going on downtown Minneapolis tonight, and where are we at with it? You study it closely on a daily basis. Let's just go back, say, 1 year. 2 years ago, we were so emotional at this point in time, coming off the George Floyd murder and all those things. Let's just go back a year. Have we improved? Is there more area of concern? How do you see it?
I see it, Max, truthfully, be about the same, if not worse.
Yeah.
Of the number of murders in both cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, are on a record-breaking scale right now. The shootings are at a high level, and the weapons are some holding as many as 50 to 100 rounds. And so they're basically like submachine guns.
Yep.
And so, so it's an extremely dangerous time in our community. I did a thing at a church a couple of weeks ago and wore a hat that had 5/531 on the hat and told the people in the congregation, if anybody can guess these numbers, I'll buy you and your family dinner anywhere you want to go in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
And nobody could. The 5 stood for George Floyd, Philando Castile, Jamar Clark, Boogie Winston, and Dante Wright. And the kids call those celebrity funerals. Then the 531 were 531 black-on-black murders in the same time period, where nobody marches and protests.
No. Nope.
Including a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old. And so I'm trying to get our community in particular to deal with not so much attention to the horrific murders by a law enforcement officer, but the 531 in our community that's black-on-black.
Hmm. Take me back to the weaponry. Where are they getting these weapons, and how are they? I know the answers to some of these questions, but how are they getting automatic weapons like that? What kind of a market is there? How do they find them?
Well, it's no different than if you buy a 9mm, then you can just get a kit.
Yep.
And that kit can transform that 9mm into one of those automatic weapons that, again, 50 to 100 rounds. And so getting a gun is easy, but there's too much attention given to guns.
Yep.
And not given to people who don't take the opportunity to think before pulling that trigger. We have a thing with our young men and young women where we talk about the 60-second rule. Can you take 60 seconds to think about it before you pull that trigger? Because once you do, life's going to change. And a good friend of mine who's a law enforcement officer who shoots frequently said those guns that they're making into automatic weapons, they have zero accuracy with those weapons. Zero.
So, which makes them even scarier because that means it's just a free-for-all and they're just firing and whatever they hit, they hit.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, that's scary to hear that, you know?
It is scary, but these are extremely dangerous times. But as I tell folks all the time, if we don't cut the feeder group off, Maxie, we're downstream pulling their babies out of the river. We need to go upstream and see who's putting them in. And we've got more babies in the river coming, second grade, third grade, that are just as violent. That if there's not some intervention and prevention done, then these murders will continue.
Let's take the age range here. At what age do you think kids are most vulnerable to take that step from trying to do the right things, trying to go to school, trying to, you know, get educated, to, hey, this isn't working for me, here's an easy way out. Well, if you want me to use a gun, I'll use a gun. Is there a specific age?
No. I mean, I've got young men as early as 10 with guns. But I tell people the most important years with these young people are 0 to 6. If you don't lay me a foundation the way you got one, Maxie, I got one.
Yep.
And many people in our community get one. There's a small group. In Minneapolis, probably 300 that are doing a shooting. St. Paul, probably 100. But they get a lot of attention, and they should get a lot of attention. And so if we don't start early on and engage with these families, then the vicious cycle is going to continue. And we can't police our way out. Everybody, it's not about getting more police or more mental health workers. It's about getting more men. Men need to stand up and be a man. If men stand up, little boy can sit down.
Why won't they?
Some men say it's not my kid. Some men say I'm scared. Some men say it's none of my business. Well, it is your business when a young man in your community has no chance, has no direction in his life, and you can't wait till he's 16, 17, 18 with a gun. It's too late now.
Mm-hmm.
It's too late. And so I have a thing I tell people in St. Paul and Minneapolis. Adopt your block. Do you know everybody on your block? Their kids' middle name, last name, birthday. Do you know these young people? Most people do not even know their own neighbor one block away in the inner city. And so we have to go back to being neighbors again and get to know these children, get to know their families. Maybe you can help. But until we say we're going to ignore each other, it's going to continue. And the violence, I promise you, Maxie, will continue.
Tyrone Terrell is our guest. Of those people that are the most active shooters, the leaders, does everybody know who they are or not necessarily? I mean, is it easy for those people that are driving this to stay low-key or low-profile, or does everybody know who they are?
Max, it's like me asking you, do you know the people at Channel 5?
Mm-hmm.
And you do, or Channel 9 or
yep.
11. And so, yes, they all know each other. They all know each other.
Okay. So identifying them is not a problem.
No. And what happens is they sometimes end up, whether it's downtown or someplace else, at the same club, same restaurant, and it jumps off right there. Jumps off right there.
I just sat with Sharif Willis downtown Minneapolis. I went for a walk this afternoon, and he's down there as a volunteer group. I assume you know Sharif over the years, don't you?
Know him very well.
Yeah.
We did our first summit. Did our first gang summit together. Yeah.
Yep. And Sharif's, I mean, you almost got to go to Wikipedia to look this up because I don't want to give you, it takes too long, the details of his life. But he's part of these volunteer groups that are keeping an eye on things. How are those mm-hmm. working as best you know in downtown Minneapolis, in particular in Nicollet Mall? There's a lot of them.
They work because they do some deterrent. Okay. They work. But they only deal with the young men and women now. They don't deal with the theater group. At some point, these same 18, 19-year-olds will either grow out of this, go to prison, or end up in the graveyard. My concern, Maxie, is the third and fourth graders that are coming behind them. If we don't cut that group off, then Sharif and me will be gone. And I also still be trying to do the same thing. You're much younger than me, so you'll still be reporting, and you'll have them on your show. And so we must have the investment by government, foundations, but the community, and I'm talking about the black community, to deal with this epidemic that we have in our community.
Okay, so when I'm sitting there amongst these groups of volunteers, and they've got T-shirts on that identify them, you know this, or maybe our audience isn't familiar with them all, but they've got colored T-shirts that tell you that they're part of a group like this. And I visit with a lot of them frequently because I try to get kind of a feel for what's going on as best I can. Do most of those people have backgrounds where they were offenders at one time, and are those your best watchdogs, people that, to know, it takes one to know one kind of thing?
Well, it's important because a lot of times a mother or a father will say, my kid is just hanging out. Well, if your kid's hanging out at 11, 12 o'clock in the morning, right, then it's a problem. And so these individuals who have the experience and many who have lived that life and have turned their life around can say to that parent, to that individual, I don't want you to be me. I don't want you to end up like me. Who I've got a son dead already. I got a son in prison, so they have the experience. And so they're able to really connect and communicate. But it's what I call a deposit relationship. It sometimes can take 10, 12 meetings before they trust you enough to say.
You know what? You just hit on something there. You don't just turn the light on, do you?
No. Because most of these young men and women are used to people saying, I want to help you.
Yep.
I want to do something for you. And their thing is, my daddy didn't do it. My mama didn't do it. Yep. So why do you really care? What do you want?
Yeah. Yeah. And how long is it going to be before I figure out what you really want? You know? I mean, the trust factor.
Then you abandon me.
Yep.
Then you abandon me. And so I remember one of our gang summits many years ago, a young man met his dad for the first time, right? And the father said, man, hugged his son, said, man, I love that ring you got on. The kid goes, dad, you can have it. Took it off his finger, gave it to him.
Yeah.
Never saw his dad again.
Really?
You know what he told me?
What?
Said, next time I see him, I'm going to put a bullet in his head.
He got what he wanted. That. He got the ring off of me, and that's all. That was value to him, and that's it, huh?
Yes. And the kid was hurt. He was excited to see his father.
Yep, and he thought, here we go, man, we can redo this thing, huh?
Well, I told him, man, I never thought you would get anybody that ring.
Yep.
And he gave it to his father when he asked.
Oh, Tyrone, I tell you, it helps to have you on because you give clarity to it. And even if we don't want to hear the clarity, we need to hear it. So I appreciate it very much. We will continue to stay in touch. And all we ever ask when we bring you on is give us the realistic picture. And you paint it very, very well. And I think people need to know that. So thank you for giving us some time tonight.
And, Max, let me say something real quick.
Yeah.
The reunion was great, Max. I'll at least tell you that. It was
okay.
Great.
Okay, it was great. Sometime maybe privately we can talk about it.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right, my man.
Thanks, TT. Tyrone Terrell. And let me tell you, he had a jump shot, too. It was a real jumper.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.